Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Mac Brown firing his defensive coordinator after two games is a bad sign for him as well. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. They say football at Texas, Alabama, and the other major powers is only a small step from the way the NFL handles its business. Mac Brown proved that to be true Sunday by firing defensive coordinator Manny Diaz after the Longhorns gave up a school record 550 yards of rushing in the 40-21 loss at BYU, which is generally known as a passing program. Brown called it unacceptable and pulled a pro move by canning Diaz Sunday and replacing him with ex-defensive coordinator Greg Robinson, who was on his staff as an analyst. Brown probably did it with respect to the school he works for, at least for now. He knows how big and relevant he has made Texas football again after leaving Carolina in 1997, where he felt he had taken the Tar Heels as far as they could go. Brown had the Heisman Trophy winner Ricky Williams in his first season in Austin, and he had the Horns in a BCS game within 6 years. And then Brown won the first national championship and the first for the school since the last of Darrell Royal's three in 1970. The stadium expanded to 100,000 seats, and the athletic department budget grew to more than $100 million based on all the revenue Brown was bringing in. His own income skyrocketed. The coach who couldn't get UNC to pay him anywhere near $1 million now makes five times that amount with silly multi-million buck bonuses written into his contract for winning this title or winning that bowl game. Mac may become a victim of his own success, as fans are still fuming over a losing record in 2010 and failure to get back to the BCS in the last 2 years. This season was supposed to restore Texas to national prominence, and the Longhorns broke a bevy of their own offensive records with a 56-7 pummeling of New Mexico State in the season-opening laugher. They climbed to number 15 with a bullet in the national polls, going to Provo to face BYU. When the game got away from Texas in the second half, Brown was seen chewing out Diaz on the sideline, with Diaz chewing back. Afterward, Brown said his team's performance on defense was unacceptable, and when asked about Diaz's fate, he said he would have to view the video. Coach speak, for there's a big announcement coming. It came, and with undefeated Ole Miss this Saturday, the next one could be Brown's own resignation. That's Texas football. This is Archansky. See ya.